Well, this morning we're going to get you up to date on our question of the day. Every day during the Cass County Fair, during the four main days of the fair, we toss out in front of our fair booth at the Cass County Fairgrounds a question of the day. That's nothing earth-shattering necessarily. It might be simple stuff. It might be a little bit political once in a while. We just try to get your blood pumping a little bit and see if we can get that gray matter moving around and kind of catch the pulse of some of the folks that come on by. Not everybody fills out the question of the day, but we do appreciate those who stop by and just take a second to read our question and then give us a quick answer. And it's hardly a scientific poll, but then what exactly is a scientific poll? There's flaws in everything that you do when you try to catch the pulse of what folks are thinking out there. But we do that. We've done that for many, many years, and we did it again this year. We want to thank Hy-Vee for being our sponsor for our question of the day. And we do have winners each day as well. What we've done is we've tossed out questions each day, just a simple yes or no. We phrase them as yes or no answers to make it very simple. And folks just jot down their name, address, and phone number on a little piece of paper and then drop that piece of paper in the box that corresponds with their answer, the yes or the no side. And then we total up our results each day. And then we also, each of the days, will pick out a winner. Now, because this program doesn't air over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, we're just going to catch you up on all of those days here today. So we started on Friday with our question of the day. Friday at the Cass County Fair, we asked you the question that was, I guess it gets right, it's a personal question. It gets right into the heart of things. And our question Friday was, do you text while you are driving? We're trying to pull different things that are out of the headlines these particular days, and texting and driving has been a big issue. There have been a number of traffic accidents, including ones who've resulted in injury and death because of texting and driving. Many states are looking at doing some more about that and maybe toughening those laws about texting and driving, and there's been considerable discussion here in Iowa about what to do about that, too. In some states, you can't even use your cell phone while you're in a car. So we'll see where all that where that issue goes from here on out. But we asked, do you text while you are driving? We'll see. I'm not sure how honest everyone was, but we had 9 people say yes. 9 people were gutsy enough to put it in there and say, yeah, I do. And then 42 folks answered no. So we had 42 no's and 9 yeses on do you text while you are driving. Now, we did poll. After we count up our tallies, then we just throw all the cards in a box, and then we draw out one winner. And our winner of a $10 gift card from Hy-Vee in Atlantic is Rhonda Schultz of Atlantic. So thank you, Rhonda, for stopping by and answering our question of the day. For your efforts, you earn yourself a $10 gift card from the Atlantic Hy-Vee. Again, do you text while you're driving? 42 no, 9 said yes. On Saturday, we picked another question out of the headlines, and this question on Saturday actually garnered some more response. The question we pulled out of the headlines for Friday was, should children entering the United States illegally be sent back? There's been considerable discussion, especially along the border, about a number of Central American children who have been dropped off, literally dropped off over the border by their parents, just simply abandoning them at the border so that they can move into the United States. And we've had a number of, there's been a number of discussions, not just along the border, but also here in Iowa as well, because we found that some of those children have ended up being placed by the federal government here in Iowa without the knowledge of state officials. And that's generated some discussion as well on both sides of the fence. So anyway, we asked, should children entering the United States illegally be sent back to their homes? 81 people who answered our question said yes, and 17 people said no. So it was 81 yes and 17 no votes. Should the children entering the United States illegally be sent back? Well, we pulled them together and we pulled out a winner, and our winner is Jessica Davidson of Hancock. So congratulations to Jessica Davidson of Hancock. She's a winner of a $10 gift card from the Atlantic Hy-Vee, simply by stopping by on Saturday and answering our question of the day. And again, the results, should children entering the U.S. illegally be sent back? And the answer that folks gave was 81 yes and 17 no votes. Also, then on Sunday, we pulled out a question that, well, it's been in the headlines for a year or so now, because a few states have done this, Colorado, Washington State. Oregon is considering that right now. The question we tossed out there is, should Iowa consider legalizing marijuana? Now, some states have gone ahead and legalized marijuana usage by prescription only for medical cases, medical marijuana, they call it. And then some other states, I'm sure that you are well aware of what Colorado and Washington State have done, where they have legalized marijuana to a certain extent. And we've seen so-called pot shops pop up in different places. It's created quite a bit of material for a lot of the late night comedians. But it's also created some new law enforcement issues as well, and especially for some of those states that border those states. So we've seen more and more discussion about those types of things. So we asked, what do you think? Should Iowa consider legalizing marijuana? Now, I'm guessing a lot of young folks answered our question of the day that day, but here are the answers. Should Iowa consider legalizing marijuana? Our poll says 45 people answered yes, and 34 people answered no. Are you surprised by the result? I am. And quite frankly, I don't think I want to live in a state that legalizes marijuana. Hopefully it never gets to that where I have to make a choice. But yes, 45 said yes, and 34 said no. Our winner, we just tossed all the cards together, and our winner on Sunday of our $10 gift card from Hy-Vee is Rhonda Harry of Atlantic. So congratulations to Rhonda Harry of Atlantic. She gets a $10 gift card from Hy-Vee in Atlantic, and we appreciate her stopping by and taking the time to answer our question of the day on Sunday. And then yesterday, of course, that's pulled out of the headlines too. There's been so much talk about approval ratings and things for leadership. And especially once a president gets into the middle of his second term, it's always difficult. Doesn't matter which side of the fence you sit on. There seems to be some sort of fatigue that goes on by the time a sitting president gets into the middle portion of their second term. So we thought we would check the pulse here. And we asked a simple question on Monday. Would you vote for Barack Obama today? We weren't sure how to phrase that necessarily, because what we're doing is trying to get yes or no answers, and I guess we're trying to see if we can get our own approval rating, so to speak, but that's how we chose to do that. So that was our question. Would you vote for Barack Obama today? And we had 56 people say no, and we had 7 people say yes. So that was our poll here today. I didn't figure out the percentages on that, but you can sit down with a calculator quick and figure that out. Would you vote for Barack Obama today? We had 7 yes votes and 56 no votes. And of those cards, again, we tossed them all together, mixed them up like a salad, and we came up with Linda Karstens of Atlantic. Congratulations to Linda Karstens of Atlantic. She wins a $10 gift card from the Atlantic Hy-Vee. So congratulations to Linda for doing that for us and filling out that question of the day, and congratulations on the win. Again, recapping our questions on Friday, do you text while you are driving? 42 people said no, 9 said yes. Rhonda Schultz of Atlantic was our Hy-Vee gift card winner. On Saturday, should children entering the United States illegally be sent back, was our question. 81 said yes, 17 said no. Jessica Davidson of Hancock is the $10 Hy-Vee gift card winner. Our question on Sunday, should Iowa consider legalizing marijuana? 45 said yes, 34 said no. Rhonda Harry of Atlantic, our $10 Hy-Vee gift card winner. And Monday, yesterday, our question, would you vote for Barack Obama today? 7 said yes, 56 said no. And Linda Karstens of Atlantic was our Hy-Vee $10 gift card winner. So again, congratulations to those folks who were our winners, and thanks so much to everyone who stopped by the Cass County Fair, and particularly the KJAN booth in the commercial buildings during the course of the fair, and stopped by long enough to answer our question of the day. We appreciate your attention to detail. We appreciate your stopping by to take a little bit of your time to fill that out and be a part of that little unscientific poll. And we hope you enjoy as well our coverage today of the fair sale. The livestock sale gets underway here in just a little bit at 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll be checking in with you throughout the morning to give you some updates on how that sale is going at the Cass County Fair. They'll have a lot of action going on. The swine will sell first in the sale order. They'll finish the day with beef, and then everything else will be in between, and we'll have results from that throughout the course of the day, so you can kind of hear how some of these youngsters have done finishing up with their fair week. Hope you enjoyed the Cass County Fair. Hope you've enjoyed our coverage, and we do appreciate you stopping by to visit us at our booth.